Well, most of you know that we have not only music at this open mic, but we have a healthy dose of spoken word. And I'd like to welcome up a fine writer, Michelle Boulay, who will be featuring on May 5th. Please give Michelle a big welcome.
Call you Jake. I am, thank you, that's great, cool. This is sort of an ode to spring, even though spring is sort of not here yet, who knows. This is entitled Swimming at Night. Another grimy train ride. The wheezing ton of steel clunks through the charismatic twilight, slows and jerks to yet another stop along its endless track. Renegade winds whoosh into the musty rail car, threatening a hope of spring. Unexpected warmth gusts in, caresses everyone wrapped tightly in their layered mummy coats, their brains numb with tedium. Random dandelion fluff blows in, layering over everyone like elven dust. She totters up the narrow aisle on her 4-inch patent leather heels, wrapped in her black pastiche of assorted furs, last in this line of winter passengers. She pauses at the door to the train car, tapping her heels and swaying her head to her own silent music. A great smile splays over her craggy face as she gapes at the rising moon, Rousseau-like with amber clouds scudding across its whitening radiance. She turns and studies the bobbin people, shackled to their seats, lost in their books and papers, blind to the magic of the early evening dusk, deaf to the songs of the impish winds. She pulls a rubber swim cap from her voluminous dark pocket, jams it down tight over her wild mane of hair, stretching the rubber strap tight under her chin. She spreads her tattered coat wide like great dark fins, snorts, and hawks up tidbits from the Hades of her lungs, cackles ferociously, and cries out, "You never know what you'll find swimming the oceans of wind, especially at night." She clicks her heels together and dives off the metal step, catapulting herself high into the darkening sky, paddling arm over arm, zipping up close in front of the moon like a peculiar flying fish. A few people turn and peer out the gritty windows, wondering at the odd creatures swimming out of sight into the windy clouds at the back of the grinning moon. The conductor shrugs and waves the engineer on, then bends over to pluck a tiny luminous starfish, inching its way up his damp trouser legs. His shoes are suddenly filled with barnacles. Thank you.
Thank you, Michelle. Michelle Boulay, again, she'll be here along with Walnut on May.